We've got a two-day Red Cross Bloodmobile event coming up. That means the one and only Kathy Carman in studio this morning. How are you?
I'm great, Rich. Thanks.
Two-day Bloodmobile coming up next week. I know you've got one today here on a Friday to Anytime Fitness, don't you?
Yes, yes. Anytime Fitness goes. They started. They'll start around 9, mm-hmm. And they'll go to about 2, I believe. And I know she's got a few openings left, not a ton, because she's done a great job recruiting. Mm-hmm. So Autumn is just awesome down there. And so a lot of her donors, you know, wherever they can get is where they go. So it's great that it's just a mix of the community down there, too.
2 days coming up this next week. Once again, Tuesday, Wednesday, Red Willow County Fairgrounds Community Building.
Correct. And we are starting at 12:30 on our first day, Tuesday, and going until 6:30. So that's our late night. So anybody who needs after work hours, we've got those for you. And then the next day, Wednesday, we go from 11 to 5. And with that, it's a little earlier, but not quite. Too early. I know some would prefer an earlier one, and the Y sometimes does that. But we're going to find a new location there for a while, so we'll figure that one out too. So, but I wanted a quick share. Right now, we're giving away T-shirts. They're a T-shirt with a blood drop on it with a thumbs up. Like, it's a great thing to do to give blood, and especially right now, we're in an emergency need for blood, all types. In particular, it's emergency need for O neg, O pos, A neg, and B neg. So our primary ones there, and then the other ones are still critical. So we still need everyone to step up and come out.
Yes, all blood types, but again, one in particular this time.
Yep, yep. The O's and the negatives, you know, are the primary ones on it. And the other thing that's happening besides the T-shirts that are going out is you will be automatically entered into a chance for a gift card, and it's a $5,000 gift card.
Wow.
So there are going to be 3 lucky winners across the United States. So it's a big, but somebody's got to win it.
Mm-hmm.
But they're doing that to help promote just the need for blood and the opportunity that you're giving patients when you do come out and donate.
That's 5,000. There you go. Yeah. Hey, why not somebody around here win, huh?
Exactly. I'm thinking it's our turn. It's our turn. Somebody here must need it. So
Kathy walked in the studio with something that we've all had around our necks one time or another. It's been a while for me, but graduation tassels.
Yep. They are, Rich. What they are is our scholarship program. That it's not always tied to that, but it is tied to students, 16-year-olds and up, coming out and giving blood. And I have a red cord in my hand that actually you wear around your neck. Mm-hmm. And some schools allow you to wear it, some don't. But what it is, it's the honor you as a student have given up to 3 times at any blood drive. Doesn't have to be a high school blood drive. But, of course, you're supporting the scholarship drive when you go in. And even as adults, when we go in, we're supporting their scholarship drive. And I was just working with Wilcox Hildreth yesterday, and they're up to $4,500 mm-hmm. for their 3 students. And, I mean, that's pretty substantial on that. And so when you go in and give, it is important in that manner. But the students who attempt 3 times or give 3 times actually will get red cords to wear either at the graduation parties or that kind of thing if they can't wear it walking across stage. But most schools do allow them to wear them across stage. But there is some stipulations at schools. And so it's okay. But they can still have it for theirs. But it's kind of a really neat honor when you think of 3 times you've helped save up to 3 different lives with those 3 donations that you give. And many have hit a gallon by the time they're a senior because they start at 16. And that is a neat opportunity. And I think that's pretty amazing. It's kind of a little feather in their cap mm-hmm. going forward.
I know you and I talk all the time during the school year of kids can help organize these, and that gives them some scholarship money, doesn't it?
It does. It does. And we can run these all year, the whole year. They start like July 1st is kind of our main start, and we get done in the end of June. And all the students that work on it together, then they get a share in the scholarship dollars. And there's more dollars this year. Last year, they raised it right after the May going into July 1, they raised all of the levels. So it's substantially nice scholarship amounts that they'll be able to take on to school and help support their furthering their education.
And there's a lot of schools up and down the highway have done this over the last couple of years, haven't they?
Yep. I think out of mine, I think I have about 18 schools that are actually doing it. And I mean, I think my last number, I was trying to think last year, was around $25,000 in scholarships out to the kids. And some are smaller because they're smaller communities. Some are bigger. Chase County High School got $5,000, and they have two students that they'll probably share in that part of it.
It's amazing.
So, it is. It's really neat. And speaking of the different schools, Anytime Fitness, we already talked about. Mm-hmm. So t-shirts today, and then all next week, our drive, there'll be t-shirts available. And also the chance for the $5,000 gift card. But also McCook High School goes on the 5th. Binkelman goes on the 7th. Juanita Community goes on the 9th. And then the YMCA here in town. I think this might be our last stop there.
For a few months.
For
as they get for construction for the new building.
Remodel. Yep. And then Eustis goes on the 14th. Imperial goes on the 19th. And then Juanita Palisade High School goes in Palisade, which is a smaller drive, but it's great to offer it to the donors that need it in their communities. And then Cambridge is doing, they're in memory of Addie Samuelson. Karma. And she is, they've done that every year annually right over Memorial Weekend. And the 29th is that one. And then the 30th in Hitchcock County, they're doing a drive in Trenton. So those are kind of the close in local ones. We still have a bunch more besides those, but those are kind of the closer in.
Yeah, you've been busy lately going to a lot, not only Nebraska, but in Colorado as well.
Yes, yep. Went Burlington on Tuesday. We were in Yuma on Wednesday. Thursday was in Haxton, and today Joe's is going. And we just added Fleming, which is a small community.
I've been through Fleming.
Have you?
Oh, yeah.
I've never been there before. Yep. And I thought when they called and they said, can we go? And I was in it just worked out. I was in Haxton. So I was 12 miles from them. I said, I'll come over. And it looks like we've got to go. So
cool. That's neat.
Yep, it is. And we need just more people to consider coming out. If you haven't given in years, think about it and really – really think about what you can do. Yeah, you know, the needle stick hurts. Oh, and by the way, you don't get your finger stuck anymore. Mm-hmm. It's actually just a little cap that goes over your finger, and they test the blood that way. So there's no finger poke.
Wow.
It is awesome. Donors are super happy about that.
Yeah.
And they still have to, you know, draw it from the arm, but that's a small stick compared to the other one that hurts all the time. It's like, but just coming out and considering giving is so important. Because we need everyone. You do just your one donation can reach it. Three different patients that need that.
Are you still needing some help?
I could use some help. I have not reached out to everybody. We just got back from a trip to Alabama to see our kids and grandkids. So I'm a little behind. But if anybody's interested, they can text me at or call me at 340-5424. That's my cell. I'll have it on me. Leave me a message if I can't get it at that time. But definitely call, jump online. The Rapid Pass, you guys, is working really great. And I say that, watch it. Give me a hiccup, but it's been working really well so that you can get your questions all answered before you come in. And when you do that, it saves you 10 to 15 minutes on your, what am I saying, in your window of your history check and stuff. But we do a physical, and I was going to read that. We do a physical that actually we take your pulse, we take your blood pressure, and we check your iron count. So it's kind of like a mini physical that's free to all donors who do come out because we do that. And if you have the blood donor app, it actually keeps your history findings in your app for you. So you can show those to the doctor or say, you know, this is what's gone on over the past 6 months or a year. So it's really kind of a neat opportunity. And who doesn't mind a free physical, in a sense.
Everybody wants to know how they're doing and how they're feeling in this app, which you need to download. It's easy on your phone. Doesn't cost you anything, and you need to get it done.
Yep, you really do. So, but I appreciate your support in all this, too.
You bet, all the time. And if folks want to get an appointment, they can call you right now, can't they?
Yep, they can call me, 340-5424, or jump online. You can do it through your app. A lot do that. I'm getting ready to hand out packets, so if you want to beat the rush, get on. I don't know if I can change a lot right this minute because I'm passing them out this morning. But if you get on the week before, then we don't have to give you a call. We don't have to, you know, take that time to do it, and you already know what you want to do, what time you can come in, you know. And if you need to move it around or change it up, That's great too. But if you do have something come up and you can't make it in, if you could quick shoot me a text or let me know or take yourself off the schedule, that would be great. Because then what it does is it opens up. And my first part of my day, our goal is 97 mm-hmm. on Tuesday, and it's 80 on day two. And we're getting close to being, we have 111 spots. So we're at 90, 92 right now on mm-hmm. the first day, and we're really low on our second day. So Wednesday's a lot more open. I have Power Reds more open on Wednesday. So if you're a Power Red donor, that would be a day. I've got, I think, two left on Tuesday. So those are always big things, too, because the Power Reds go to a lot of times the cancer patients who need a couple of units at once. And but everybody that comes out, I think, feels the gratification that they were able to help somebody save some lives.
Kathy gave me also the whole year's for the Redwood County Fairgrounds. Wow. You know, it's every 2 months. You know, you'll go here in April, June, August, October, and I see you're on December 30th and 31st again this year.
I know. I could have gone Monday, Tuesday, and I thought, well, but our donors know Tuesday, right. Wednesday so well that I just like to make it as easy. And we are going to be tight next time. Mm-hmm. Not this time, but next time we'll be tight because I just can't get them all in without having it be tight.
Exactly. So. You bet.
And our donors know that now because we've done it for years. Mm-hmm. So
thank you so much for coming in.
You're welcome.
We'll be talking to you again next week, okay?
All right, Rich. Thank you.